Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. The Crossbreed Holster studios are lit up. The monitors are going. And I'm quite frankly tired of, because I heard it all day today from the moment I got up until just now, that constant drumbeat of boneheaded pundit. Well, I think the American people want, and that's good. Well, there you go. And all day long, same topic. Donald Trump, no matter where you go, I think, and the American people want. That's good. I'm an American people, and I've never heard of this person. But they know what I want. Just incredible, just incredible. It's just going to get worse, just going to get worse. So get your head out of your media. Start paying attention, like AWR said, and some of the other guests we've had on the program. Start paying attention to the stuff after the first debates, really. I mean, I know you're going to watch some of it, but maybe it's just me because I'm on it all day long. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have some fun this half hour in just a couple minutes. Going to go to George, the Mad Ogre Hill, in just a second. Before I do, let me give you a rundown of what we're going to talk about. I got some great emails here. So in the latter half of the program, I want to read you some of these. They're really, really fun. And frightening, too. Some of them are scary when you dig deep down in it. California, new gun case going on out in California. I'll explain that. I know. Sometimes I don't get to some of this stuff, and we push it off to the next day. But that's okay. That's why we're on every day of the week. But the California case I want to talk with you about, certainly. Ohio, something moving up there in Ohio. And I want to close out with more of where we were going over the last few days, and that's the preparation of, you know, should there be a Hillary Clinton victory? How are you preparing for that? I got some emails to that effect. But I'll close out the program by making a statement for you, something that I want you to think about overnight and let it sink in to you. Something I want you to talk to your kids about, particularly if they're of voting age. And if they're not of voting age, I want you to look them in their eyes when you think about what I'm going to tell you at the end of the program. Very serious business. But the emails are a lot of fun, too. And the Ohio stuff is kind of fun. So lots to go over with you today. Tom Arnold, he's out there making. Remember Tom Arnold? Nobody really knows who he is other than he was Roseanne's husband. Remember Roseanne? Don't know what ever happened to her either. But anyway, AWR Hawkins is writing about him. More about that on Sunday. But apparently he had a nephew commit suicide, and now it's all our faults, and he's reaching out to the Brady campaign because there is no God-given right to own a firearm to defend your life and everything else. You know how that is. But I'm sure he benefits from armed security. I digress. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's go to George the Mad Ogre Hill. George the Mad Ogre Hill, how you doing today, brother?
Magical and fantastic.
Is that a good thing?
Oh, yeah, it's been great, you know, playing with some guns. I love breaking down an AK-47 and oiling it and lubing it up, making sure it's running tip-top, and looking at, you know, how am I going to upgrade this AK-47? Because I need to be able to piss off a Democrat at 1,000 yards with this AK-47. So, you know, anytime I do that, I'm having a great day.
Oh, that just makes you, you're just a gun nut. You're just one of those gun nuts. You shouldn't be able to have that weapon of war, and you shouldn't be able to modify it. That's a weapon of war. You're not a law-abiding citizen. We need to infringe on you.
Streets, even though our president and our law enforcement all use the same types of firearms, weapons of war. The Tommy gun was made for law enforcement. The Tommy gun was made to be intimidating to prevent war. You know.
And let's go to the Tommy gun for a second. Let's go to that. That is a beautiful, beautiful. Can you give us some history on the Tommy gun?
The Tommy gun? Oh, man. Yeah. You know, it's the gun that made the Roaring Twenties roar. It was designed for law enforcement. It was designed to be the right arm of the good guys. And, you know, it was. Unfortunately, the bad guys, you know, got their hands on it, too, because you right. used to be able to buy them at the hardware store for about $200, $250. The 1927 A1, you can buy a semi-auto replica of that gun made by the same company. It's now owned by Carr Arms, but, you know, they're still making them. It's a fun gun. It's a beautiful gun. It's a classic American gun, the Chicago typewriter. It was used through World War II, through Vietnam. they're still in a lot of armories.
Let's talk a little bit about this gun for just a second. It was the Thompson submachine gun is what we're talking about. And George, a submachine gun is what? What makes a gun a submachine gun?
It's not shooting a rifle caliber. It's shooting a pistol caliber.
A pistol caliber. Bingo.
Right.
That's what makes it. So when you hear that phrase, it's a submachine gun, what you need to know is that it is a pistol caliber. It's a fully automatic pistol caliber gun is what that is. It's not a rifle cartridge. So keep that in mind. But the Thompson submachine gun, what we're talking about, this gun, I'm glad you mentioned that. I know a lot about the gun. I have one. So we're going to let's talk about this for a second. It's a family heirloom right out of the box. Let me tell you a little bit about the Thompson, and then we'll talk. And I say you, George, I'm talking to the listener. It was invented by John T. Thompson in 1918. And, of course, as you said, the gun that made the 20s roar, it became very popular. It was very famous during Prohibition, which, of course, was in the 20s. And as you said, the gun was designed for law enforcement. It was carried by law enforcement. It was very versatile. It fires a 45 caliber pistol cartridge, a 45 ACP. And with the stick magazines, the gun had a very good, still has, a very good round count. And you could also attach to some of the other versions of the gun a drum magazine to it.
I have the
TM1 version of the firearm, which is the stick magazine that does not accept the drum magazine. Now, and that's widely seen as the gangster gun. When I made the purchase of the gun, I talked to Thompson. I talked to the folks over there, and I said, here's what I'd like. Their recommendation to me was to go with the TM1, which is the stick, because that's the gun that helped win World War II.
Exactly. That's the movie.
It's the classic. You helped me with that.
Saving Private Ryan. That's the gun Tom Hanks used in Saving Private Ryan. That's the classic. That's the war hero version.
I also have a close friend that lives up in the Georgia Mountains, up in Ellijay. Bob, I get to shoot up. We go up and shoot on his property quite frequently. He fought in Vietnam, and he couldn't wait to get his hands on it because he traded one of his guns for a Thompson for the 2 years that he fought in Vietnam, and it was nostalgic for him. It was fun watching him fire mine. Now, my gun is a semi-automatic version. It's not the fully automatic version, though I could buy the fully automatic version. It is available to me. I can purchase it. It is allowable in the state that I'm in, and I can go through the, I just don't feel like going through that hassle, and quite frankly, it's quite the expense. But it's the SBR. It's the short barrel rifle. I have the longer barrel because it's a semi-automatic, but it is absolutely beautiful. When the gun came to my home after waiting for weeks on order, I opened that beautiful case and my heart dropped into my stomach. I went, oh, look at that. I ordered two extra magazines with it. It's made with fine American walnut. It is the same exact gun made in the 20s. Now, here there were some really cool names for it, okay? And let's see, I can go to, pull up all of those names. Let's go to that. Let's go to that site of all sites. Let's go to Wikipedia. Here we go. All right, the Tommy gun.
The Chicago typewriter.
Trench broom, trench sweeper, Chicago typewriter, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Chicago piano, Chicago style, Chicago organ grinder, the chopper, and simply the Thompson or the Tommy. It favored by soldiers, criminals, police, and civilians alike for its large 45 ACP cartridge, accuracy, and high volume of automatic fire. It has since gained popularity among civilian collectors for its historical significance. It has had and continues to have considerable significance in pop culture, especially in works about the U.S. Prohibition era and World War II, and hence among the best firearms known in recent history. Now, if you picture Tom Hanks, and I just saw the movie the other day, by fluke it happened to be on. I recorded it and watched it later at night, Saving Private Ryan. Well, you see the beginning of Saving Private Ryan when they finally get off the beach and he's going to take out that machine gun nest up on the top of the point. When they finally break it out, you see Tom Hanks covering fire as he's yelling, covering fire. That is the Thompson that he is, in fact, firing. And a very important gun carried by a number of troops during World War II, and it helped win the war. And in fact, there's one of the most famous pictures of the war in the Pacific with the two Marines, one ducking and running, the other one standing upright with his Thompson firing on what looks to be a burned out, shattered out, Iwo Jima type scenario or Guadalcanal scenario. Very famous photos, very famous gun. And George, you know the story about how I bought that, why I bought that, don't you?
Because your friend carried one in Vietnam. You wanted one.
Well, I wanted one for a long time. We're gonna run into a break. I'll tell you why I bought it, then we'll move on to another topic. Tommy gun, fun stuff to talk about with you. George, it's a wonderful gun. When we come back from this break, I'll tell you what made me have to have the gun. And it was actually, I was at the NRA convention. And I'll tell you how and why I thought to myself, you know what, I can't take this anymore. I have to have this gun.
I remember you eyeballing it at SHOT Show.
Well, that was before the NRA. Yeah, that was before the NRA. So, hang tight. We're going to come back from the break. When we do, I'll tell you that quick story, and then we'll move on to some other topics, which is George with Hill here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Be right back.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime, but we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate, crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, I was talking with George the Mad Ogre Hill about, and with you, about my Thompson, and we got on that subject because George brought that up, and that's, you know, just a beautiful thing. I have the TM1 semi-auto carbine. It's retails about $1,329. It's a .45 caliber semi-automatic version of the world's first and, of course, most famous military rifle. It was used victoriously in battles throughout the world, inscribing its place for all time as a legend among military firearms. And Thompson offers auto ordnance, making the Tommy gun, offers the same attention to craftsmanship today that made the original so highly regarded. It's authentic right down to the side bolt action. The frame and the receiver are milled from solid steel or aluminum. Mine is from solid steel, which is the original. And it's genuine American walnut, as I was telling you. The overall finish is blued steel. And it weighs in at about 13 pounds. It's sizable, 10.5 pounds. Mine weighs in at 10.5 pounds. And it's absolutely gorgeous. George, here's how I got to have that firearm. I was manning a USCCA booth at an NRA convention several years ago, and I was right across the walkway from the Thompson display. It was right across from me. And on that display, they had about five or six different versions of the Tommy gun. And they were all chained to, or I guess I could, you know, they were fastened to, they were secured to the display, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Everybody that walked by the Tommy, because it's without a doubt, no matter where that gun shows up, it's the most popular thing around. It doesn't matter what's available on the floor, people gravitate to that Tommy gun. So all day long, for 3 days, people would walk over, pick up the Tommy, turn to their left side, and have someone take a photograph with them with the Tommy gun. Every time they turned to mm-hmm. the left side, I had the muzzle of a Tommy facing at my head. And I laughed about it. And finally, at the end, I walked over to Frank at Carr Arms, who owns, as you said, owns Auto Ordnance. And I walked over and I said, Frank, I have to have that gun. I've had it pointed at my face all weekend long. He laughed. I got the paperwork, got home, filled it out, ordered the firearm, picked it up about 2.5 months later, 3 months later when it arrived, and it mm-hmm. was just, whew, it is absolutely
it's a
gorgeous.
It's a piece of American history that you can hold in your hand, that you can hand to your kids and say, hey, look, this is what we used to protect our country with, you know, in the biggest, you know, World War II, and, you know,
the big
give
one.
Them a taste of that history and give them an appreciation for that history, because you know, my own grandfather fought in World War II, and that's the gun that he had, and, you know, he carried that, and it was, you know, part of him for those years while he was at war. You know, it's there's a bond. You know, if I shoot a Thompson, and I've shot many a Thompsons, I can feel what my grandfather felt, you know, and it's a shared experience, and nothing else really gives you that.
It's a heavy gun. It's as I said, mine's 10.5 pounds, and depending on which one you get, can weigh up to, and I'm talking way up to stock, out of the box, weigh in at about 13.5 pounds. Now, you add that with a 30-round stick magazine of 45 caliber rounds, and you've got yourself one hell of a piece. But it is gorgeous. It's just absolutely beautiful, and it's really fun.
It's so cool.
Really fun.
It
is. There's a coolness factor about it that when people come to the house and I have an opportunity to show them the gun, I can't wait to take it out because it is just, it is the coolest thing I have in my safe. I can tell you that much. That's for sure.
Yeah,
it's worthy of hanging up on the wall. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely.
George, what guns are flying off your shelf right now?
Well, you know, I'm not working at Point Blank Range anymore. I'm freelancing.
That's right. That's right. I apologize for that. I knew better.
Freelancing, consulting, but my friends who are dealers, what's flying off the shelves right now? AR-15s and AK-47s and magazines.
All right,
that's
stop.
A lot of people are buying.
AR-15s, why? Threat of the election? Threat of Hillary Clinton? Clearly a rhetorical question, but...
Well, not really so much that. Nobody's really talking about the politics right now. That part is coming. But right now, you know, all the, you know, the industry has a lot of incentives to buy it. A lot of dealers, they've got sales going on, a lot of promotions. People are snapping up the, you know, guns like the AR-15 made by Smith & Wesson, the M&P-15 Sport, the Sport 2, very popular AR. And,
I have one. It's wonderful. It's one sitting right behind me in the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Exactly. So not only are these guns very popular, there's good incentives, but there's really not a stigma, you know, for going out and buy one. You know, it's not bad to go out and buy yourself an AR-15. The non-traditional shooters, the people who were, you know, last year buying concealed carry guns, earlier this year buying concealed carry guns, they're now coming back. Hey, you know what? I want to try the AR-15. They try it. They realize, oh, wow. Unlike a certain New York Times journalist, this gun did not break my shoulder and make me cry. This gun is easy to shoot. It's active. Man, this was fun. I want one. And their friends are buying them. So that kind of mojo is going on right now within the growing gun culture, because the gun culture is growing. We've got the shooter 2.0s. We've got the people who never thought that the Second Amendment applies to them. They're coming in, they're getting their concealed carry guns, and they're like, hey, you know what? That AR-15 looks a lot of fun, and they're having fun with it. And I love seeing it. I love talking to people who's like, yeah, I just bought this AR-15. And I'm like, man, you know, fantastic. Good for you. That's great. Let's go shooting. And, you know, the next step is training classes for these people to need to take more training. It's kind of hard to get them to break that bridge to go across to, you know, to get some training so that they really learn how to use these guns. But right. They're coming. It's happening. It's happening.
Price-wise on the ARs, what kind of price have you seen on these guns from dealers? Because I know they're down. They are very competitive right now. I've seen them as low as $559. Not going to name a brand. I've seen the AR-15 platform as low as $559. Of course, you can go all the way up the ladder. But what's the average? What is the M&P, which is probably America's most popular AR-15 right now because of its price point? Whereabouts is that right now?
About $699. You can get a decent AR for about $699 from a lot of different manufacturers, a lot of the, you know, the mid-tier manufacturers, and you can get a very good AR-15 to build up on for just $699. $699, that's, what else can you buy for $699? You know, you can buy some tires for a car. You know, it's doable.
Not for my truck, you can't. You can buy about half of them for that.
But, you know, my point being, it's not a major expense. You know, it's not like buying your watch, or it's not like buying something custom, something very special. It's something doable. You can, and most gun dealers will let you put it on layaway. So you got 3 months to pay it off. So you can get an AR-15 without breaking the bank. And, you know, it's important to do it now before the rush.
Yes, it is, because that rush is going to come. George, we're coming to the end of this half hour. I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate it very much. I want to bring you to the Monster broadcast. We'll talk with you off air about bringing you back on Sunday. I want to talk about some gear with you, okay, probably Absolutely. During the third hour of that show. So go ahead and pen that in for hour three for this coming Sunday. That's George Hill, the Mad Ogre. And we will be talking, thank you, George, we will be talking with George Hill on the weekend Monster broadcast. You heard that setup. Have a bunch of questions for him. We're going to run out of time in this. There's just not enough time, but we have more time with him on Sunday show. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. I'll be back right after this.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com. The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear. And nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yeah, the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. Hey, thanks to George for jumping in here today. Always fun to talk with George. You never know where you're going to go. I had no idea we were going to talk about that Thompson. I'm glad we did. Fun stuff. Beautiful gun. Go look it up. Learn some American history. Look up the Tommy gun. And if you can, buy one. They're wonderful. Now, you know, those fully automatic versions, they run from $20,000 on up well into six figures. They're absolutely beautiful pieces of American history. God bless you if you can afford one. Even if I could, I wouldn't buy that. But the version I have is just fine. Just fine. And boy, is it something else. It's a family heirloom right out of the box, believe me. Something you can pass down to your kids. Chicago. Oh, Georgia. I'd been mentioning this over the past couple shows. Let me go here. Georgia, you remember Governor Nathan Deal, turncoat he is. He's no friend of the Second Amendment. I don't care what he is. He'll come up and he'll say, oh, that's bull. I signed every program bill that was put on my... You did. Now we know why you did it. You did it for political purposes only, not because of your convictions, but because it was politically expedient for you to do so. And the moment it became politically expedient for you not to do so, you didn't. Which tells us where you stand. No other discussion necessary. See, this is what's happening in this election cycle. These clowns are being outed for who and what they are. These establishment Pauls, they're done. They're finished. They're gone. Kasich, history. Cruz, history. Deal, he's not running again, but as far as any future political career, these guys are done. They're all finished. But the campus carry, he vetoed, that's where I'm going with this. But they call it now campus carry light, so when kids go back to school, it's already in effect. They can carry stun guns on campus. Which, look, it's better than nothing. But they're going to find that Georgia campuses are still not gun-free because criminals still carry guns on campus. And not allowing law-abiding students isn't going to change that ever. That's the insanity right there. Ohio, I'll go to Ohio in a minute. It's not as important. Chicago, though, is. Let me give you some numbers on Chicago. We are up to today 445 on the body count. That's homicides, 445 shootings, homicides, I should say. Not shootings, homicides. Over 2,600 shootings to present. Isn't that insane? Isn't that just crazy? Yeah, it is nuts. It's absolutely nuts. 445 homicides. Last year, total on the body count, 490. That was through December 31st, 2015 at midnight from January 1, 2015 through December 31, 2015, 12 months. 490. Today, 445. The number's higher since we've been talking. It will update tomorrow. So we'll keep you posted on the Chicago scorecard. Now, I don't want to say I like what I'm hearing coming out of Chicago. I never like what I'm hearing coming out of Chicago. However, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson, who replaced that political hack McCarthy, what a joke that guy was. We got these problems here in Chicago because of guns coming out of Indiana and Wisconsin, and, you know, until we can stop the flow of illegal guns coming into Chicago, we're going to continue to have this problem. Instead of saying, you know, I'm the chief of police and, you know, I suck. It's nothing I'm doing's working and, you know, I got to take some responsibility here. You didn't get any of that from him. Here's what you're getting from Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson in Chicago, and I quote him now, any leader in the city of Chicago that thinks what we're seeing out on the streets is okay shouldn't be a leader. Go to those neighborhoods and live there and tell me how you feel then. Now, what he's talking about is he's renewing his plea for judges and legislators to help keep repeat gun offenders off the streets. Now, this piece here that I'm referring to is titled 40 of Weekend's Shooting Victims Had Been Arrested 672 Times. Now, I want you to think about that. We've been talking about this together for a long time on Armed American Radio, the Monster Show, now in its eighth year, a year and a half into this show. 6 days a week, 40 of the Weekend's shooting victims, you got to use that word loosely, okay? That's the headline. Don't shoot the messenger, pun intended. Had been arrested. 40 of the shooting victims. Now think about this. 40 of the Weekend's shooting victims. Are you hear what I'm saying? Not last year's 40 shooting victims, but 40 victims over this past weekend. Insane. Had been arrested 672 times. That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. 672 times between 40 people. Now, what the police superintendent, what the chief is saying, what does that come out to? 16? 16, an average of 16 times apiece? I mean, come on. You don't think these people play any role in their own demise? Of course they do. These are criminals. Criminals who don't pay attention to the law, hence why they're criminals. The law doesn't apply to them. Just like Hillary Rodham, criminal. And what this police chief is saying, look, we need to lock these punks up. Stiffen the penalties. And judges, start giving these people some time. Now, Johnson's right about that. Now, I'm going to quote what he said. This is very rare to hear from a Chicago police chief. Now, keep in mind, this is the same guy last week that we highlighted that also made the comment, well, at least it wasn't as bad as the 72 last month, referring to the 65 murders in July. It wasn't as high as the 72 in June. I mean, you know, that's just ridiculous. But I want you to, at least he's coupling it with this. With Johnson, that's the kind of excuse-making we heard continuously with no explanation about what to do. We could tell him what to do. If they listened to us, they wouldn't have these problems. And he says, too many Monday mornings we come together as a city and shake our heads in despair and disbelief. The truth is that as long as we fail to hold violent repeat offenders responsible for their actions, we're going to hear the same stories of murders and shootings in certain parts of our city. And he said, I, for one, I'm just tired of it. I'm sick of seeing our African-American men robbed of an opportunity for a prosperous future. Of the 52 people shot between Friday morning and Sunday night, 40 had prior contact with police. And I just gave you the number, 672 combined arrests on their records. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that 40 of those 52 really weren't concerned about opportunities for a prosperous future. Not when you're out there with an average 16.8 or whatever it is arrests on your record. You're just a criminal thug, quite frankly. That's not an accident, okay? But the police chief in this case is saying the right things for the first time in a long time. And we will give credit where it's due when we hear this, regardless of political affiliation. What he needs to do now is step up and say, because when you hear this, I, for one, am just sick and tired of it. I'm sick of seeing our African-American men robbed of an opportunity for a prosperous future, which is why we need to shift our allegiance from the Democrat Party, who has kept us down in this city for generations, and make a change for the better that will actually provide opportunity and help our young men in this city prosper. That's what I'd like to see him finish that sentence with. And I think that may happen. We discussed it over the last few days. That shift might occur. Interesting stuff. I've got some great emails to read when we come back. And I'll give you the gun of the day info. See how you can win that and find out what it is. Crossbreed Holster Studios. We'll be right back. Hi, it's Mark, and I'm sure you know I'm a proud supporter of our Second Amendment right to bear arms. That's also why I'm a member of the USCCA. In fact, I'm member number 32, one of the first there was, and it's the USCCA whose sole purpose is protecting responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And right now, the USCCA is giving you the chance to win the gun you've had your eye on for years with their Dream Gun Giveaway. 10 lucky winners will receive $1,500 to purchase any gun they want. So what gun is calling your name? Maybe it's a classic handgun. Maybe you're thinking about a brand new rifle or shotgun for hunting season. Or maybe it's your very first gun that you buy to protect your loved ones. There are no restrictions. You can pick any gun, any brand, in any caliber. Just visit WinDreamGun.com to enter today. And remember, since they're drawing 10 winners, you have 10 chances to win. Your entry to win your dream gun is quick, simple, and free. Just visit WinDreamGun.com right now. That's WinDreamGun.com right now.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi, it's Mark, and I have a plea for help. Gun-hating billionaire Michael Bloomberg is up to his bag of tricks by funding studies designed to fool the American public into thinking your guns cause crime. As expected, the media plays right along. Unfortunately for him, John Lott and the Crime Prevention Research Center does the real research to measure the true impact of guns on crime. But we need your help to do it. Please donate today to help John and the CPRC get the truth out. Visit crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org to donate. Crimeresearch.org. Thank you.
Hey, I'm sure you know by now I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. They are by far the leaders in providing the absolute best education, training, and a tenacious legal defense for self-reliant Americans like you and me. Now, it's the USCCA's mission to help responsibly armed Americans like you become the best protector and defender of your loved ones that you can be. And folks, the USCCA has something exciting going on right now. I don't want you to miss it. Now, for just a few days more, the USCCA is giving away $10,000 worth of free ammo. Now, can you imagine sharpening your skills at the range without worrying about running out of ammo? Now, instead of just one winner, they're going to draw four, which means you have four chances to win free ammo for a year. Now, visit their website, defendfamily.com, to enter today. Now, take your personal preparedness to the next level with the help of the USCCA, and you can enter to win $10,000 worth of ammo. It's quick, it's simple, it's free. Just go to the website, defendfamily.com, right now. One word, defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, the Gun A Day giveaway is in full swing halfway through the month, just a little bit over halfway through the month of August. The promotion itself is the same, sort of, but what you need to do to get in on it has changed somewhat. And all you have to do is activate your self-defense shield today or any day between now and the end of the month. And that defense self-defense shield is the silver, up to $300,000 in protection, the gold up to $575,000 in protection, and the platinum up to $1.125 million in protection. That's what I have. It's what my wife has. Just picked up one for my wife a few months ago, back in April, actually, to be exact. So what does it include, the platinum? It's $30 a month for the platinum, $22 a month for gold, and it's $13 a month for silver. Or you can pay it up front. Silver, $147, annual payment of $247 for gold or $347 for platinum. Again, that's the best protection plan, considering what you get. So what do you get for platinum? $1 million civil suit defense, civil suit damages, and firearm theft protection. $125,000 immediate attorney retainer upfront criminal defense. Instant. Deposited immediately for you. And bail bonding, the 10% up to $100,000, $10,000 cash, and 500 bones a day compensation while in civil court, okay, if you get taken down that road. And it's $30 a month or one annual payment of $347. And if you should activate your membership today, you are in the running. You have 7 hours, 11 minutes, and 14 seconds from right now. And the gun of the day giveaway is the Mac 1911 Bobcut Black Chrome, valued at $978. You can see the gun. It's gorgeous. You can see the gun at usccaonair.com. Now, we're not going to send you the actual gun. We're going to send you the check for the MSRP of the gun. You can go out and buy that gun. Or you can go out and buy whatever you want. And one winner at the end of the month will receive 16 gold American Eagles coins. That's right. Solid gold, valued at about $22,000 to $23,000 at today's market price. That's a beautiful thing. Tim explains how and why they can do this on the page. You can see the video, and it's really neat. I highly recommend that you watch it to see how and why the USCCA does these things and how they do it and why they do it and how they can afford to do it. I mean, Tim just gave away his truck a month ago. I mean, for crying out loud, a Ford Raptor. I've been in that thing. That was cool. It's the second time he's done it. But find out how. Google and Facebook and all those places, when you talk about advertising, they don't like to talk about guns and stuff. So shift that advertising revenue elsewhere, and you really benefit from it. So check it out, USCCAOnAir.com. It's a product you should have if you're considering owning a gun or if you already own a gun. Don't leave yourself out in the cold. Okay, real quick before we go to some emails, we talked about the Olympic bonehead athletes down there, the four swimmers, the dopes. All right, I said they were in their 20s. You know, Ryan Lochte's in his 30s. He knows much, just knows better than this. But now there are reports. Service. We were talking about the fact that he was playing Mr. Testosterone-fueled tough guy. He had a gun to my head, and I was like, I didn't do anything. Yeah, right, yeah, sure. Well, come to find out that machismo might not have been real. All that bravado might have been a whole lot of talk. There's a lot coming out about this right now. But suffice to say, they're learning a valuable lesson. So as more and more comes out about this, we'll keep you posted. But it's looking like it didn't quite go down the way they said it did. Boneheads of the week for sure, and here's why. It's going to cost these youngsters millions in endorsements. So I hope the night was fun. Hope it was worth it. Good Lord. Emails, some really fun stuff. I got this one from Forbes, Bill Scott. Hi, Mark. Listened with great attention to yesterday's Daily Defense. Found your comments right on the money. Reference the aftermath of the election. If the wrong thing happens, it will, of course, be horrible in and of itself. But even if Trump wins, we must be prepared for more hysterical insanity from the un-American socialist left. After a Trump victory, Black Lives Matter and others of their ilk will go completely bat poop crazy. But that's not what he wrote. But you can figure that out. And financed and egged on by Soros et al., attempt to create maximum civil unrest. We must be ready. If Hillary, rotten criminal, wins, God forbids, he's a good listener to the show, isn't he? I said rotten. He said rotten. I like that. So, Bill, we're going to steal that. Hillary, rotten criminal. We love it. Then the social justice warriors, the SJWs, and I'm sure that doesn't stand for single Jewish women. It stands for social justice warriors, are going to be even more energized and out to exact revenge. It'll be payback time, and they'll be coming right for our collective jugular. Either way, you are quite right in saying that the aftermath of the election will not see a return to a peaceful, calm, united America. So either way, it behooves us to arm up and keep our powder dry. Thanks for all you do, Bill Scott. Bill, you're right on the money. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for engaging. Thanks for the email. You nailed it. And what he was referring to was comments that I made a few days ago earlier in the week that when this election is over, the election will not be over. Half of this country is fractured, and you need to accept that. And this much I can promise you, you will not see the college Republicans overturning cars and firebombing police vehicles. It will be, as he referred to, the bat poop crazy, and that will be the left. And he's right. It will be funded by Soros and the rest of them. Mark my word. Be prepared. America isn't going to wake up on the 9th and say, oh, all right, we're all happy. I'll have a highball. Can I have a highball? Let's go out and celebrate. Yay, Hillary won. We're all back together again. That's not happening. So understand that and figure that out. Oh, I've got another email here. I don't want to run out of time today because these things were great. This one came from, and boy, this one's difficult. This is from Chuck in New Jersey. Hi, Mark. First time writing. Enjoy the show on podcast since I live in New Jersey. Thanks for the Hillary prep tips. Keep them coming. I will. I can promise you that, Chuck. I decided to take your advice and now have a Remington 870 and a Wyndham Arms AR in 5.56223. Chuck's got it going on because my recommendation was buy yourself a pistol, whatever caliber you're comfortable with, an AR-15, and a shotgun. And you can't go wrong with the AR-15 that he just bought, as we were talking about with George. Smith & Wesson's another great choice, reasonably priced. And a Remington 870. There's a reason the 870 rides in every police and military vehicle in the world, because it's simply great and it's inexpensive. So I continue. Getting a smaller pistol than my beloved 92 FS is going to take a bit longer, and I thought I would share the procedure in which I'm currently engaged. By the way, I've gotten a bit more indecisive in my old age and couldn't decide between a wheel gun and a smaller 9mm, so I'm going to get one of each. I love this guy. Take this away as I close out today with you. I kicked off the process today, and here it is. This is what he has to do to buy a gun in New Jersey. Number one, stop in at the local PD and fill out the firearms application. I was pleased to see that the new revision of the form allows for a change of sex on your FID card if necessary. Although I won't be using this feature, I was pleased to see that all New Jersey citizens can be abused by this process. While there are also sign and date the consent for mental health search form, this gets faxed off to wherever immediately. Once this is complete, the officer assisting you will write your name on the file folder, place the two forms in the folder, and place it in the proper file cabinet. Number two, go home and log in to NewJerseyPortal.com, New Jersey State Police, Criminal Records, and fill out the form. Be sure to include the ORI, originating agency number. Then be sure to fill in your SBI as well. After some searching, I found this, that the State Bureau Identification Card is what SBI is. Another name for this is the FID card. Boy, did I feel silly not being able to make that association. Then you get to pay $20 for the processing. Number three, now I had to run to the post office to send my two references for reference letter form, where they assess whether or not I am A, a drunk or drug user, if they are aware of my having been confined or committed for treatment or observation of a mental or psychiatric condition on a temporary, interim, or permanent basis, whether I belong to any organizations that seek to overthrow or commit violence to the government, state or fed, or to deny other their rights. They also need to certify that we are not related. Boy, because you got to get references. Number four, once all this stuff comes back, I'll go back to the police department, turn in the additional papers, then pay $2 per permit to buy. It will then be reviewed by the chief and hopefully approved. I'll then have the pleasure of returning to the PD, reviewing and complete the permit process for correctness. They often substitute the wrong dates. Number five, after I have the purchase permits in hand, I will then get to speak to people who are truly seeking to assist me in purchasing the gun of my choice, one at a time, of course, every 31 days. Please give a shout-out to Lisa at Queso's Gun Store in New Jersey. Shout-out to you, Lisa. God bless you for having to deal with this process. He took the time out to outline this process for you. Good heavens, aren't you glad you live in a free state? Absolutely ridiculous. Here I march down to my gun store, plop down whatever money it is, fill out the form, and I'm done. I'll see you tomorrow. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
I don't think I need to tell you this, but I'm going to anyway. When it comes to concealed carry, a smart shooter is a prepared shooter. And going to the range and shooting at a target just isn't enough. While training is important, you need something more. And that's why 135,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry magazine. To pick up where training at the range leaves off, expect life-saving information on every page, every issue. Whether it's unbiased gun and gear reviews or real stories of self-defense, from real people who carry concealed every day. You'll stay up to date on the latest training drills and laws regarding your right to carry your firearm. And for a limited time, when you start your subscription, you'll automatically be entered to win one of four brand new guns. But this won't last long. So go to the number one of the number four guns.com right now to begin your subscription and claim your chance to win your dream gun. That's one of four guns.com.